This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Bill T. Jones is a dancer, of course, but you could say he straddles two worlds, esoteric modern dance and popular Broadway culture. Jones has helped shape the evolution of contemporary dance. He's also worked on big Broadway shows, including Fela, the current Broadway hit about the West African musician Fela Kuti, which he directed.
Jones will be talking this coming Saturday night at Northeastern University about his life and work. And he's the subject of a new American Masters documentary called Bill T. Jones, A Good Man, which will air in November. The film offers a behind-the-scenes look at Jones's creative process, such as this scene, in which he talks about choreographing an original modern dance piece to honor Abraham Lincoln's bicentennial.
When I was a five-year-old boy, he was the only white man I was allowed to love unconditionally.
What the hell are you think you're doing with this puny thing called a modern dance concert?
This.
The documentary Bill T. Jones, A Good Man, airs November 11th on PBS. And Bill T. Jones, welcome to Radio Boston. It's great to have you.
It's great to be here.
Now, as we mentioned and as we just heard, the PBS documentary follows you as you create a new dance theater piece. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was about a big topic, quote, a true hero. Do we believe in heroes? Which is one of the questions that I had going into the piece. And imagine all of this incubator, this pressure pot, and now have a camera on it all the time. That was quite a learning experience.
I bet. I was struck by the quote I just heard where you said, when I was a five-year-old boy, he was the first white man I was able to love or allowed to love, I think you said.
Well, you know, people have such a time with that quote. It is, I said, when I was a five-year-old boy, he was the only white man I was allowed to love unconditionally.
I see.
The words are chosen carefully. First of all, it's a five-year-old boy, and allowed, and you know how families allow, they don't give you a page with things that you're allowed to do on them. You sort of learn by inference, by glances, by the unspoken, where the boundaries are. And let's face it, I'm born in 1952, in a country that is just recently liberating itself from apartheid. Mm-hmm. So, you can imagine how the man that freed the slaves was viewed among former slaves.
You also say in that clip, and this I think I've got the quote just right, what the hell do you think you're doing with this puny thing called a modern dance concert? So, I mean, you felt a certain weight on you taking on this very large and important subject about a character.
And where it was being done, the Ravinia Festival. It's known for its high caliber classical music, and now it has pop acts and Broadway. But we're supposed to be making a modern dance work. And modern dance is, by its very definition, the scale is smaller, more intimate. Mm. The gesture does not reach from wing to wing as it might with the Bolshoi or the American Ballet Theater or the Kirov. It is a very personal language often that demands that people have an understanding about something about the history, which makes it even more esoteric to the uninitiated. That's all of those things were going into that statement. What are you going to do with this art form, which is in itself is controversial.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, if I could, a bit about the musical Fela. That's the Broadway hit based on the life of Nigerian musician and human rights activist Fela mm-hmm. Kuti. He's
yes.
regarded by many as the father of Afrobeat, and you were involved in a big way in this production. And I just want to play a clip really briefly.
My mother was a great teacher and a great leader. But now with her gone, being in Nigeria doesn't make sense anymore. My life doesn't make sense anymore. I remember when life used to make sense. You know, like a fairy tale or a movie. In fact, I'm working on a movie right now. I might even sell it to Hollywood.
So that's a scene from the Broadway musical Fela. Bill T. Mm-hmm. Jones, you've had a long career in experimental modern dance. Did you have reservations about going to work on a major Broadway production?
Always is a little cynicism that I know where if I want to make something very, very difficult and challenge a small audience, I know how to do that. I've been doing that most of my life. It's one thing to make an adventurous work and play it for a short while in Manhattan. It's another thing to make a work that actually finds its place in the minds of those who turn to popular entertainment for their cultural input. Mm. That's what's exciting right now about working in the contemporary theater, and it's what's very daunting because sometimes you feel the public only wants what they know. i.e. a revival of a cartoon, a television show.
I want to ask you, if I could, in the time that remains, just a little bit about your background. You're the 10th of 12 children born to migrant workers from Florida. When were you introduced to dance?
Let's remember, this is an African-American family. We were migrant workers, so we had to carry our entertainment with us, and we had a jukebox in our living room at a certain time. Who did we see on television? We saw the likes of Sammy Davis Jr. We saw later James Brown. We saw dance was already there, and black people were always taking the lead. Was this something for me? I didn't think of it that way. It was just like breathing or talking. It was only when I got to university and understood that dance was an art form with a history, an immense history, that I began to think of it truly as something I could give my life to.
Bill T. Jones, you won a Tony and an Obie for your work on Spring Awakening. I read that much of the cast had very little dance training. What was that like to work with non-dancers? Do I have that right?
It was funny because those guys, they told me, oh, we don't dance. But I found that one of the persons saying that most vehemently actually was a member of a kind of a, I don't know if it were a doo-wop group, boy group that did break dancing and locking and all of that. And yet he would not give that to me. It was because they had this idea that dance is shuffle ball change or dance is ballet. But being that as it may, it could be difficult. Because people were concerned about, am I going to look ridiculous? And I can be quite volatile. I can be a bit of a bully. There were a lot of tensions, but ultimately, actually, we made something that they dug, and their friends dug it, and obviously, critics dug it.
You know, it occurs to me what you told me about the way you grew up with dance as being a sort of natural form of expression, and then you were working with these people who, I mean, did you identify with them in a certain way, given where you had come from?
I identified with the desire they had to be expressive, to be honest. Now, did they know how to, present their body as if they were hot numbers, in some of the dance movements that I gave them? They've got to, there's this kind of a chugging, almost Spanish movement where they're supposed to plant their feet and then with the pelvis forward and their head thrown back, sing into the microphone and bring the song to a close. Some of them needed encouragement that you can do this. It was a real learning experience, and I think we got somewhere.
Now, Bill T. Jones, your latest project, which you formed in February of this year, is called New York Live Arts. What do you hope New York Live Arts will accomplish?
We want to be free of labels. We want to be free of biases. We want to find the best and most lively ideas and present them on the stage. We want to support artists at every stage of their development, from those early days of finding your voice to people who have been around for a while and have something to say. We expect nothing less from ourselves, and in a way, we expect nothing less from our city, which once upon a time was the heart of the art-making world, at least for dance, that's for sure. Now, that heart has gone wandering. But we want to make sure that we identify with that.
What do you mean by that statement you just made, that heart has gone wandering? Do you mean it's no longer in New York, or sort of the overall state of American dance is not what it needs to be?
It's not gone, but it is, like many artists, they're confused of their value to the culture. You know, art was pulled out of the schools. If you pull the art out of the schools, how are artists able to, people expect it to be good audiences? How do they value the art? Therefore, artists maybe in some instances have been demoralized, so they begin to turn into their community, into themselves, when I think that what we need to be doing is just the opposite. We want to keep our integrity, but we have to be able to find voice, to ask questions that a person who knows nothing about the history of progressive movement for the last 100 years might be able to see themselves in that. Now, this is a skill that comes with daily engagement with these questions, and our job is to make sure that people have access to that.
Well, Bill T. Jones, what a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in. I know you're known as a famous dancer. Has anyone ever told you you've got a voice for radio? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I talk a lot. Sometimes I should talk less. But thank you very much for that. Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, and good luck to you. And Bill T. Jones will be talking about his life and work this coming Saturday night at Northeastern University. He's also the subject of an American Masters documentary that will air on PBS in November. There's more information about all this on our website, radioboston.org.